感谢主，让我们在这个周末啊，有两次的聚会可以聚在他的跟前。
Thank the Lord that we have this weekend for two sessions. We can gather before His feet.
弟兄姊妹已经知道这一次我们所交通的这个内容在启示录。
Brothers and sisters already know that our topic of sharing is in the book of Revelation.
我想开头的时候，请大家和我一同来读一些主的话。
Let's read the Lord's words together.
我们请打开启示录第一章。
Please turn to chapter 1 of Book of Revelation.
我们先读第一节的前面一句话。
Let's read the beginning of the verse 1.
就是耶稣基督的启示。
The revelation of Jesus Christ.
然后我们从第九节读到第十六节。
Then let's read from verse 9 through 16.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份，为神的道并为给耶稣做的见证，曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上。
I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
当主日我被圣灵感动，听见在我后面有大声音如吹号说，你所看见的当写在书上，达于以弗所、士美拿、别加摩、推亚推拉、萨迪、菲拉铁菲、老底加那七个教会。
I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I'm Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, unto Sardis, and also unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea.
我转过身来要看是谁发声与我说话，既转过来就看见七个金灯台。
And I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks.
灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间束着金带。
And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with garment down to the foot, and girt about paps with a golden girdle.
他的头与发皆白，如白羊毛，如雪，眼目如同火焰。
His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as flame of fire.
脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜。声音如同重水的声音。
And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burn in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters.
他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。
And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went out a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shines in his strength.
我们看第二十节。
Let's look at verse 20.
论到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者，七灯台就是七个教会。
The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou saw are the seven churches.
第二章第四节。
Chapter 2, verse 4.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love.
第十节。
Verse 10.
你将要受的苦，你不用怕。魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫他们被试炼。你们必受患难十日。你务要至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。
Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you unto prison, that you might be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou fear, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life.
13节到15节。
Verse 13 to 15.
我知道你的居所，即是有撒旦座位之处。当我忠心的见证人安提帕在你们中间撒旦所住的地方被杀之时，你还坚守我的名，没有弃绝我的道。然而有几件事我要责备你，因为在你那里有人服从了巴兰的教训，这巴兰曾教导巴勒将绊脚石放在以色列人面前，叫他们吃祭偶像之物，行奸淫的事。你那里也有人照样服从了尼哥拉党一党人的教训。
I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate.
第二十节到二十三节。
Verse 20 to 23.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你容让那自称为先知的妇人耶洗别教导我的仆人，引诱他们行奸淫，吃祭偶像之物。我曾给他悔改的机会，他却不肯悔改他的淫行。看哪，我要叫他病卧在床，那些与他行淫的人若不悔改所行的，我要叫他们同受大患难。我又要杀死他的党类，叫众教会知道我是那查看人肺腑心肠的，并要照你们的行为报应你们个人。
Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calls herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death. And all the churches shall know that I am he which searches the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works.
第三章第一节和第二节。
Chapter 3, verse 1 and 2.
你要写信给撒迪教会的使者说，那有神的欺凌和欺心的说，我知道你的行为，按明你是活的，其实是死的。你要警醒，兼顾那剩下将要衰微的，因我见你的行为在我神面前没有一样是完全的。
And unto the angels of the churches in Sardis write, These things says he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works,that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看哪，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。
I know thy works, behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name.
第十五节和十六节。
Verse 15 and 16.
我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热，你既如温水，我也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth.
我们读圣经的人都很清楚。
As who read Bible clearly knows.
神最大的心意就是启示他的儿子耶稣基督。
The greatest will of God is to reveal his son, Jesus Christ.
这个启示决定了我们个人属灵生活的价值。
This revelation determines the value of our individual spiritual life.
这个启示也决定教会的价值和意义。
And this revelation also determines the meaning and value of church.
那么全本圣经都是启示耶稣基督的。
The entire Bible reveals Jesus Christ.
但是到了启示录的时候，
But when it comes to Revelation,
我们知道这是圣经中最末了的启示。
We know this is the last revelation in the book in the Bible.
也是末后日子最重要的启示。
And also the most important revelation during the last days.
这是今天地上的众圣徒和众教会必须有的看见。
And this is the seeing that all the saints and the church on earth must see.
能救我们脱离今天这个混乱黑暗混杂的这个世界。
And this can deliver us out of this confusing and also corrupted and dark world.
或者救我们脱离今天地上教会的这种混杂光景的。
Or can deliver us from this confusing state of the church on earth.
启示录给了我们最重要的启示。
Book of Revelation gives us the most important revelation.
那么这个在启示录里面呢，
In the book of Revelation,
我们看见关于耶稣基督最重要的启示有两个形象。
We see the two images about Jesus Christ, the two most important images of Lord Jesus Christ.
一个是人子。
One is the Son of Man.
另外呢，一个就是羔羊。
And the other one is the Lamb.
我想我们简单的先明白这个启示的意义。
Let's just start to understand simply the meaning of the revelation.
什么叫做人子呢？
What does it mean by Son of Man?
就是神所要的那样的人。
So that is the man that God would like.
什么叫做羔羊呢？
So what is lamb?
就是神所要的那样的生命。
And that is the life that God desires.
弟兄姊妹们，很简单的可以记得。
So simply, you can remember this.
人子是说明那样的人。
Son of man means that kind of man.
那么，羔羊说明那样的生命。
And life means that kind of life. I mean, lamb means that kind of life.
这样的这两个启示。
Those two revelations.
对末后时代的教会。
For the church at the end of days.
和今天整个的万有。
And for all things in universe,
都具备最大的一个意义。
That is the greatest meaning.
我们读启示录，我们就可以看见。
And we can see from the book of Revelation.
这两个形象或者表号的意思。
Those two images that represent.
是控制所有一切万有的事物的。
Is the ones that control all things in earth.
人子的意象控制教会。
The vision of the Son of Man is in control of church.
羔羊的意象。统管整个万有，总结一切。
And the vision of the lamp is in control of all things and in conclusion of all things.
我想弟兄姊妹，我们这样说，你就知道这两个形象或者这两个表号，它的意义是多么的重大。
So then you will know that how great are those two meanings of those two images.
特别是对于今天这个末后的时代。
Especially to this end of days.
这里具备着一个非常的意义在里面。
And there's this really special meaning.
如果我们能有这样的一个看见。
If we have such seeing.
弟兄姊妹们，我们可以在神跟前能够过一个健全教会的生活。
Then before God, we're able to live out a healthy church life.
我们也无惧于今天地上光景的天翻地覆。
And we are not in fear of all those confusion and all the turmoil of the situation on earth.
我们知道我们的神是全能的神。
We know that God is the Almighty God.
整个人类的历史，整个历史的进展都是握在神的手中。
All the human history and all its proceedings are all in control of God's hands.
今天能控制整个万有的不是其他的事物。
It's not something else that controls all things.
所以神既然在启示录有这样的一个启示，
Since God has such a revelation in Book of Revelation,
神也是把他工作的那个方式，那个路告诉了我们。
And also God reveals to us his way.
所以我们这是仰望神的怜悯。
So we look upon His mercy.
希望这两次的聚会，我们能够把这些意义呢，略略的给弟兄姊妹们做一个交通。
Hopefully, you can share upon those two images during those two meetings.
更愿意圣灵在我每个弟兄姊妹里面做工。
And do pray the Holy Spirit works among each brother and sister.
开我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes.
叫我们真正的能够有所看见。
So we can truly see.
啊，所以今天晚上呢，我想我们要先讲这个人子的意义。
So tonight we will talk about the meaning of the Son of Man.
我们刚刚讲到
，We just talk about
这个人只是说明了神心中所要的那样的人。
The Son of Man means that's the man that God desires.
在希伯来原文的里面
，In the original Hebrews,
有弟兄们告诉我们说
，Some brothers tell us
这个人子的意思呢，应该翻译成为真人。
The meaning of Son of Man shall be interpreted to the true man.
就神眼中所要的那个真正的人。
So it's the true man that God desires in His eyes.
那也许有弟兄姊妹问说，那我们不是人吗？
Then some brothers and sisters might ask, aren't we human beings? Aren't we man?
是，我们是人。
Yes, we are.
但是呢，我们不是假人。
But we are also not fake or false men.
我们是失真的人，不真的人。
We are not true men.
我们是人，但是不真。
We are men, but we are not being true.
神所要的是那个真的人。
What God desires is the true man.
所以他这个也可以翻作是原人。
So it also can interpret as the original
man.
Original man.
不是北京猿人那个猿人啊。
Not like the ape, but it's the original.
那是神心中原来所要的那个人。
It's the man that in God's heart that He wants to since the beginning.
所以我们都知道，主耶稣在世的时候，他一再称自己为人子。
So we know when Lord Jesus was on earth, He always called Him as the Son of Man.
弟兄姊妹，我们都从圣经中很清楚啊。
And from the Bible, we clearly see.
在神创造整个万有的时候
，When God created all things，
神一个最重要的创造就是人。
The most important creation of God is man。
因为人的神的心意是要借着人来成全。
For God would like to accomplish His will through man。
所以创世第一章里面，我们创世纪第一章我们都很清楚。
As we see clearly in the first chapter of Genesis，
人是他的形象。
Man is his image,
是他的一个彰显
his manifestation.
人也是为他来执掌权柄的
And also, man is in reign for him.
但是我们发现到后来，人还没有能达到这个心意的时候呢，已经堕落了
But then we realized that before man was able to fulfill God's will, they were fallen.
那么人的光景呢，就不是神所原来要的那个光景。
So man's condition were no longer the condition God desired.
那么因此呢，主耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上成为人。
Therefore, Lord Jesus Christ word become flesh, became man.
他就是要把神心中所要的那个人的光景把它表明出来。
And he has to manifest the man that God desires.
所以因此他来了，他自称自己是人子。
Therefore, Lord came and said that He is the Son of Man.
所以我们可以说，在整个人类历史中啊，只有主耶稣基督是真人。
So we know from the entire human history, only Lord Jesus Christ is the true man.
感谢神。
Thank God.
神把他这个真人启示出来。
And God has revealed this true man to us.
不仅让我们看见神心意中所要的人是怎样的。
Not only let us see that what kind of man that God desires.
并且神还有一个更重要的心意。
But there's more important will of God.
就是要把你我这些堕落的人拯救回来的人，把他变成真人。
To make us who were redeemed to become true men as well.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers sisters，
这个人子
，The Son of Man，
对于今天我们所有神的儿女来讲，都是非常重要的。
And that's very important for all of us, God's children today.
那么主耶稣呢，是这个人子的第一个。
Lord Jesus is the first of this Son of Man.
我们今天蒙恩得救的人呢，是从他这一粒麦子里面所结出的许多子粒。
Us who are being saved by grace are the one of the fruit out of the grain.
所以到今天我们可以说这个人子呢是一种新的族类。
So we can say that Son of Man is a new race.
今天这个世界上有很多人自称他们是新人类。
Many people on earth today call themselves new man.
有的人称他们为新人类。
Some even say they are the new man.
啊，但是你无论怎么样称呢，还是旧人。
But regardless how you call yourself, you are still the old man.
只有从主耶稣基督出来的这个族类才是新的族类。
Only the race that comes from Lord Jesus Christ is the new race.
啊，这个族类具备有什么特性呢？
So what's the characteristics of this race?
所以当初神心中所要的那个人还不是亚当所能代表的。
And Adam could not represent the man according to God's heart.
那是主耶稣这个人所代表的。
But it's Lord Jesus who represents this man.
我们就看见主耶稣道成肉身来到地上，他成为一个人。
We know that Lord Jesus Christ, word become flesh, came to earth, and he became a man.
但实际上他里面是神的儿子，是神。
But actually, inside of him is the Son of God, is a God.
所以，因此很清楚地告诉我们，这个人子是神人二性的。
So therefore, we can truly know that Son of Man has the characteristics of God and man.
弟兄姊妹，你能感觉到吗？
Can you feel that, brothers and sisters?
当我蒙恩得救了，
As we are saved by grace,
我们都知道我们里面有一个新的生命。
We know there's a new life inside us.
这个新的生命是神的生命。
And this new life is the life of God.
所以从得救那天开始起，
So start from the day we got saved.
你我跟世人就不一样了。
We are no longer the same as those people on the world.
我们每一个人都是神人二性的。
Each one of us have this nature of God and man.
我们是这个新的族类。
We are this new race.
我们是具备神人二性。
And we have this nature of both God and man.
因为当初神的心意就是这样。
Because that's the original will of God.
他要借着这样的人。
He would like to be through this kind of man.
彰显他的全能。
To manifest his almightiness.
彰显他的美德。
To manifest his virtue.
所以主耶稣是这个新人类的头一个。
So Lord Jesus is the first of this new race.
他也是一个完全的模型。
And he's the perfect model.
那么教会呢，是这个新人类的团体的表现。
And church is the manifestation of this group of men.
所以我们因此才知道神为什么要用人子的意义来审判教会。
Therefore, we know why God would like to use the meaning of the Son of Man to judge church.
教会在地上最大的意义就是要把这个人子的这个光景把它表明出来。
The greatest meaning of church on earth is to manifest the meaning of Son of Man.
所以很简单，教会如果无法把这个真人的光景显明出来，教会就失真了。
So therefore, if church cannot manifest the nature of the Son of Man, then church lost its truth.
今天我们在地上过教会的生活，我们懂得这件事情吗？
As we live our church life today, do we understand this?
我们看见今天这个重要的启示在教会中间失落了。
We see this most important revelation is being lost in church today.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道一件事情啊。
Brother, sister, we should know.
各地的教会都是教会。
All different localities, all the different assembly locally are church.
地上没有假的教会。
There is no fake or false church on earth.
如果那里那一般人真正重生得救的，他们就是教会。
As long as those group of people are truly saved and reborn, they are church.
地上没有假的教会。
There is no fake church on earth.
但是地上只有什么失真的教会，不真的教会。
But they are churches on earth that lost its truth.
所以我们今天所谓的见证。
So today, when we talk about testimony,
就是把这个真人把它表明出来。
Is to manifest this true man.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
这是在末后时代，特别在末后的时代，神所做的一个重要的启示。
That's a very important revelation that God does at the end of the days.
仇敌没有办法把教会从地上除掉。
Enemy cannot remove church from this earth.
他也无法阻挡教会在地上的这个聚集。
Nor can he hinder all the gatherings of church on earth.
但他可以做一件事情。
But there's one thing he can do.
叫你失真。
To make you lose the truth.
叫你不真。
And become not true.
这就是教会历史了。
And that's a church history.
哎呀，我们看见教会历史本来第一个世纪的光景非常美好，对吧？
We see how beautiful was the church history back in first century.
那么撒旦就把各式各样的事物带到教会的里面。
Then Satan brought all kinds of things into church.
教会就失去了那个人子真实的意义。
So then church lost the true meaning of being son of man.
结果变成了地上一个宗教团体。
Then become a religious group.
并且里面非常的混杂。
And become so confused.
你看不见多少耶稣基督真正的荣耀在其中。
And you really do not see much of the true glory of Jesus Christ.
到处都是人的作为。
They are all full of the work of man.
甚至很多撒旦仇敌的作为在其中。
And even including a lot of the enemy's work.
所以教会失真。
So church lost its truth.
结果他就失去了他该有的这个见证。
And lost the testimony it should have.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
我们明白今天的神对于教会的这个审判的标准是根据人子的意义来审判
So we should understand the standard of judging the church is based on the meaning of Son of Man
所以我们对于教会的那个评断不是凭我们的眼光
So when we examine church is not based on our own eyes、okay?
也不是凭着什么传统的那一些给我们的一些印象
nor based on all those traditional impressions
也不是根据什么样的一种的教义
not based on doctrine
弟兄姊妹启示录这么清楚地告诉我们
and brothers and sisters book of revelation clearly tells us
神对教会的这个审判是根据人子的意义
The judgment of God toward church is based on the meaning of Son of Man.
但在这里哈，当约翰得到启示的时候呢
？And here, when John received the revelation,
他说呢，他所看见的是一个好像人子。
And he said that what he whom he saw was someone like Son of Man.
因为他知道这是主。
He know that it is the Lord.
他曾经在肉身中间跟随过主，对不对？
Has followed the Lord in his flesh before.
他知道主是一个什么样子。
He know who the Lord was like.
但是现在出来了一个人。
But now a man came out.
他里面知道是主。
He knows that it is the Lord.
但是外面的情况呢，跟肉身的主耶稣完全不一样。
But our appearance looks so different from the flesh appearance of our Lord Jesus.
所以他这个话很清楚地告诉我们。
So here he told us clearly.
现在显现出来的人子。
The Son of Man that reveals to now
是一个表号的说法
It's like a representation
Typical type
It's a type
那么就是呢要神要说明神所要的那个人子是怎样的一位
That is to show what kind of Son of Man that God desires
因为主耶稣在世的日子
So、when Lord Jesus was on earth,
神的儿子是被那个拿撒勒人耶稣外表的这个身体所遮蔽住的。
The Son of God was being covered by the Nazarene, that's the outward appearance of a Nazarene.
现在那个里面的真的光景出来了。
So now the true inward comes out.
所以因此呢，约翰里面产生了一个感觉。
Therefore, John has a feeling.
是主。
He was the Lord.
但是呢，又好像跟原来不一样。
But seems different from before.
所以因此他说什么？好像人子。
So he said, like the Son of Man.
这一位显现在他跟前的。
And this person revealed himself before John.
他是神所要的那个真正的那个人子。
And that is the true Son of Man that God desires.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他在肉身的时候
，When he was in flesh,
他隐藏他的自己。
He hid himself.
他用慈爱的面目啊，显在人的跟前。
He showed himself as someone with loving kindness.
他用卑微的形象显在人的面前。
And he showed himself as someone lowly before man.
因为呢，他要靠近我们。
Because he would like to draw close to us.
但事实上，他里面的光景是充满荣耀。
But actually, his inward condition was full of glory.
是充满了威严的。
And full of majesty.
所以弟兄姊妹们，现在主耶稣基督显现的时候
，So now when Lord Jesus Christ reveals，
他把这个真人的光景显现出来了。
He reveals the condition of the true man。
他 这里讲到人子行走在七个金灯台的中间。
Here talks about the Son of Man walks among the seven golden lampstands.
一面来讲，弟兄姊妹们，他是祭司。
On one hand, he's the priest.
他要把这个灯呢，把它剃亮。
He should light the lamps.
就像今天这个地上教会的光景一样，主还是行走在他百姓的当中。
Just like today, church.The condition of the church on earth, Lord still walks among his people. And he should light up the candlesticks.
但是另外一面来讲的话呢,
and on from the other aspect,
灯台的光啊,
the light of the candlestick,
最后照射出来的时候,
as it shines out,
是怎样? 是把人子显现出来了。
That is to reveal the Son of Man.
所以这里很清楚告诉我们，教会在地上是为主耶稣基督做见证。
So clearly it tells us that church on earth is the testimony of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们教会的光景越正常，就越叫人怎么样呢？看见耶稣基督的美丽。
The more normal the condition of the churches, the more people can see the beauty of Jesus Christ.
看见耶稣的荣耀。
And can see the glory of Jesus Christ.
今天我们看见很多的教会的光景，你进去不是看见主耶稣，你看见人呢。
And we see the condition of church today is that we do not see Jesus Christ, but we see man.
那是一个大的错误。
That's a great
fault. 这里七个教会，众教会所有的那个使命和意义，就是要把主耶稣基督显明出来。
So all the seven churches today, the meaning and mission is to manifest the Lord Jesus Christ.
教会只是尽一个灯台的功用。
The church is only the function of a candlestick.
看不见别的。
So we do not see anything else.
看不见其他什么人的。
We do not see any man.
我们应该看见只有主的荣耀在那里。
We should only see the glory of the Lord.
所以呢，这是圣经给我们一个重要的提醒。
So that's a great reminder from Bible.
所以当这个灯光照亮的时候，
So as the light shines,
那么约翰就看见了人子的九个不同的特性啊。
Then John see the nine different characteristics of the Son of Man.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们要知道这人子的九个特性。
We know that all the nine characteristics of the Son of Man
都是为着教会的。
Are all for church.
所以今天我们在过教会的生活。
So as today we live out the life of church.
我们更是需要明白这些意义。
We even more we have to understand all the meanings.
我想我们只能简单的把它稍微的说明一下。
We can only simply explain them.
他第一个看见人子的意象是身穿长衣直垂到脚。
The first thing he saw the vision of the Son of Man is with a garment down to the foot.
我们知道。教会是基督的身体。
We know that the church is the body of Christ.
那么这个袍子呢，这个衣袍呢，是遮蔽这个身体。
And this garment covers the body.
那么一方面来讲，也是保护这个身体的。
On the one hand, it also protects the body.
所以很清楚告诉我们，教会不是彰显他的自己。
So clearly it shows us that church does not show off itself.
教会是要隐藏在神的跟前。
Church should be hidden before God.
让人看见基督的荣耀。
So people can see the glory of Jesus.
我想你们很平常就可以看见，有很多人他不仅夸耀那些人，有的夸耀他们的教会。
We can see that some do not just boast themselves, but they even boast their church.
我们知道教会没有自己的见证。
We know that church does not have their own testimony.
尤其今天你看底下很多教会人很多 ，mega church， 我们教会多大？你听很多人常常这样说法。
And we often hear people say that we have this mega church. How many people? How great our church is?
教会应该在这个长衣的里面被遮蔽。
Church should be hidden under this long robe.
它只彰显耶稣基督。
It only manifests Jesus Christ.
另外一面来讲呢，这个长衣也是个保护。
And on the other hand, this garment is also protection.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他是身穿长衣，直垂到脚，整个身体都在他的保护底下。
His garment is all the way down to the foot, which covers and protects the entire body.
你有这样一个看见
，If you have such seeing,
弟兄姊妹，我们里面会有更大的安息。
And brothers and sisters, we have an even greater rest within us.
感谢主，直到今天，主保护他自己的教会。
Thank the Lord, even until today, Lord Himself protects His own church.
那么第二个特点。
And the second character is
他看见他胸间束的金带。
He see that he girds with a golden girdle.
通常我们主的心胸啊，胸怀啊，说明他的爱。
Usually our Lord's breath represents his love.
啊，这个金带束在胸间。
As this golden girdle is upon his breast.
告诉我们说他是守约是慈爱的神。
Tells us that he keeps the covenant and also is a loving God.
他立约告诉我们他永远爱他的教会。
He has set the covenant to say that he loves his church forever.
我常常有时候因着主的话里面得到很大的鼓舞。
Oftentimes, because of God's words, I'm so encouraged.
圣经说他的选召是没有后悔的。
And the Bible says that he never repents of his chosen.
他既然拣选我们。
Since he has chosen us.
那么主从来不后悔。
And he never repents.
我们常常拣选一个人呢，开头觉得很好，到后来就后悔。
Often when we chose someone, at first we thought it's good, but later we regret.
彼得在晚年的时候告诉我们
，Peter told us at his old age，
他说父神是按照他的先见拣选我们。
Father, God Father has chosen us according his predestined will。
这是何等大的怜悯啊
！What a great mercy that is！
弟兄姊妹，我们的父是因为知道你而拣选你的。
Brothers and sisters, our Heavenly Father, because He knows you, therefore He chose you.
每次想到这个，我里面就是充满了感谢啊。
Every time I think of this, my heart is full of thanksgiving.
你看我们人都败坏，对不对？
You see how filthy we are.
我们经常做朋友，这样常常糊里糊涂呢，那么做了朋友，等到认识就赶快分手，对不对？
Oftentimes we make friends without knowing each other, but after we know each other, then we just break apart.
我们的父是知道你，预先知道你而拣选你的。
Our Heavenly Father, because He already knows you, and He chose you.
他从不后悔。
And He never regrets.
并且他也告诉主也告诉我们。
And Lord tells us.
他爱我们，就爱我们到底。
He loves us to the uttermost.
啊，你就看见他这里说明一件事情，他用这个金带代表他的性情，用金带约束他自己的心胸。
And the golden girdle, the golden means his own nature, which he actually bound himself.
第三个点。
The third characteristics.
讲到他的头与发皆白，如羊毛如雪。
It talks about his head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow.
这说明他的这个心思的纯洁。
It talks about how pure is his heart.
充满荣光荣耀。
Which is full of glory.
他如雪的意思就是他是非常的冷静的。
As white as snow means that he's very calm.
我们知道跟随主啊，有的时候侍奉主需要冷静。
We know that as we follow the Lord and serve Him, we need to be calm.
所以我常常有时候跟我们一些服侍的弟兄们讲，我们说跟随主，你要非常的冷静。
So often I tell those brothers and sisters who serve that as you follow the Lord, you need to remain calm.
你不能来到主的跟前那个头脑发烧，那不行的。
It cannot be that you come before the Lord and your mind is all mixed up.
一些事情发生的时候呢，弟兄姊妹，有的人可以这个头脑发烧，你侍奉主的人，你必须要冷静。
For when something happens, certain people they can become nervous.But those who serve the Lord, you have to stay calm.
我记得啊，尼托森弟兄啊，曾经有一次他论到这个斯百克弟兄。
I remember once when Brother Watchman Nee he talked about Brother Spark.
他用这样一句话。
He used this.
他说我们弟兄的灵是冷的。
He said the spirit of our brother is cold.
所以你知道他在处理很多事情中从来不冲动的，从来不发烧的。
So you know when he handles many things, he's never in a rush or he's never in fever of things.
我们主就是这样。
Our Lord is like that.
他的头与发皆白。
His hair and head were white.
然后他说他的眼目如同火焰。
And his eyes were as a flame of fire.
是既热切又明亮。
Is fervent and also bright.
只有我们的主真是目光如炬啊，那个。如同火炬一样。
Only our Lord, His eyes are just like the flame of fire.
这个眼睛啊，就要望一下。
As soon as His eyes stare at you,
就没有一个人能够站立得住。
And nobody could stand.
你记得彼得那个大失败之后啊。
You know, remember when after Peter greatly failed?
他本来以为自己很勇敢。
He thought he was so bold.
他说主啊，众人离开你，我总是不离开你。
He said that Lord, even if everyone else left you, I would never.
就是要死，我也跟你一起死。
I can even die with you.
多勇敢！
How bold was he?
主说哈，鸡叫两次以先，你要三次否认我。
And the Lord said that before the rooster crowed two times, you should deny me three times.
所以这是一个很大的讽刺啊。
And that was actually a great sarcastic.
主没有说啊，狮子吼两声你就否认我。
Lord did not say that after the lions roar two times you would deny me.
我们人的勇敢呢，不是经不起狮子吼，经不起鸡叫两声你就不行了。
Actually, the boldness of man could not even go through the rooster's crow two times.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers, sisters.
但是呢。神的爱没有改变。
But God's love never changes.
虽然彼得做了这么可怕的事。
Even Peter did such a fearful thing.
那么主没有说什么，对不对？
Lord did not say anything.
圣经记载说，最后主看他一眼。
And at the end, Lord looked at him.
哇，这个眼目如同火焰啊。
And the eyes were like flame of fire.
这一看呢，这个彼得受不了了。
As soon as the Lord looked at him, Peter could not stand anymore.
跑出去痛哭啊。
And went out to weep and cry.
那么主的光显明他自己多么软弱。
So the Lord's light revealed how weak Peter was.
所以我们不要以为今天在地上教会中很多事主不知道，主知道的。
So don't think that Lord does not know many things in earth today. He knows.
你看在后面的七个教会里面。
Look at all the seven churches.
主对每一个教会都说我知道你，我知道你。
For each church, Lord says, I know you.
你能躲得了人的眼目，你永远躲不了主的眼目。
You can hide, you can escape from man's eyes, but you can never flee from Lord's eyes.
所以这个叫我们里面产生敬畏。
So from here, our hearts full of fear.
叫你不能随便行事。
So we can just randomly do things.
看着他的教会。
Lord's eyes look at his church.
并且第五个点。
And the fifth character.
讲到他的脚是炉中锻炼光明的铜。
And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burn in a furnace.
这说明他在教会中正在施行公义的审判。
It talks about his judging the church with his righteousness.
这个铜本身就代表着审判。
Brass represents judgment.
经过了炉中的锻炼，变成一个光明的铜。就讲到在幕后的时代，神要用绝对的公义来审判这个地上。
Being burned in furnace and become the fine brass means that at the end of the days, Lord will with His righteousness judge the earth.
弟兄姊妹，请我们注意。
Brothers, sisters, please pay attention.
到了启示录时代的时候
，during the era of Revelation，
也就是进入但以理那七十个期的最后一个期。
And that is entered into the last 77 of the book of Daniel.
那么在这个时代
during that era,
有人告诉我们说，从律法的时代到新约恩典的时代。
Some people tell us that it's from the time, the days of law into the days of grace in New Testament.
然后从这个恩典的时代要跨进国度的时代。
And that is the time when during the days of grace that shall enter into the days of kingdom.
其实国度的时代就是神最后公义审判的时代。
During the kingdom era is the time at the last Lord's judgment with his righteousness.
这是神在地上最后的工作。
And that is the last work of the Lord on earth.
因为这个时代过去之后，我们就要进入永远。
Because after that generation, we know that it should enter into eternity.
所以神的审判，公义的审判，要变得比以往来得更严厉。
So we know that God's righteousness judgment should become even more severe than before.
这个公义的审判时代，就等于是回到律法的时代一样。
As this righteous judgment era is like going back to the time of law.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为神绝不容许地上任何一点点的罪恶，任何一点点的不义，带进永世的里面去。
Because God definitely does not allow any little sin or even unrighteousness to be brought into eternity.
也可以说，神在地上要做最后一个清理的时代。
So we know that's the era that God would like to do the final cleanup on earth.
而你我今天正是碰上这样的一个时代。
And today you and me are in such generation.
所以你将来你会看见地上的光景，神的手在地上的审判是越来越严厉。
So you will see how even more severe that God's hand and His judgment is on earth.
但是我们要感谢神啊。
But we have to thank God.
这是神的大怜悯。
That's His great mercy.
因为今天呢，如果按照你我这个样子，我们这种情况，这么就进入永远，永远给你破坏，对不对？
Because according to our condition today, if we enter into eternity today, then we actually destroy such eternity.
神绝不能再容忍，因为什么？要结束整个人类的历史。
God can definitely not stand this, and He should end the history of man.
但是我们要感谢神，神仍旧有恩典。
But we have to thank God that He still has mercy and grace.
明天早晨，主若许给我们讲羔羊。
Tomorrow morning, if Lord's willing, we talk about the lamb.
那是我们在末后时代能够度过神绝对公义要求的唯一的一条路。
That is the only way in the last days that we can go through His absolute righteousness judgment.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在今天这个时代，当我们在回头来读启示录的时候。
So, brothers and sisters, in today's generation, as we look at the book of Revelation, we truly feel it's a serious issue. But the Lord also tells us, do not fear. When those things happen, the Bible tells us Christians should stand firm. Because the days of redemption are near.
我常常为着神将来能有最后那个审判感谢他。
I often thank him for his last judgment.
如果没有那个审判，弟兄姊妹们，地上多少的冤屈，多少的不义不公平，弟兄姊妹所受到的对待，你就无冤可伸了，对不对？
If without such last judgment, then all this unfairness that we suffer, then there's no way out.
所以这个审判对我们来讲也是需要的。
So therefore, judgment is also necessary for us.
所以今天最好在地上好好的按照主的心意跟随主。
So it's the best that we follow the Lord according to His will today.
所以我常常有时候对弟兄姊妹勉励说，我们常常说你不对我对，这个是没有意义的东西。
So often I tell brothers and sisters, there's no meaning, no use to say that you are wrong, I'm right.
因为还有最后的审判。
Because there is still the last judgment.
到了那里。
When it's over.
主说你对，那你才真的对。
When at the last judgment, if the Lord says you are right, then you are truly right.
不然主说他对你错，那你今天讲你对有什么意义呢？
So, if the Lord says that He is right, you are wrong, then what's the point that you say you are right today?
所以我们今天个人要好好的负责自己的光景，好好跟随主。
So today, let us, each one of us, be responsible to our own condition and follow Him.
到了末了的时代，
at the end of days,
一切的不义都要被显明。
All the unrighteousness shall be manifested.
特别在教会的里面。
Especially in church.
因为教会是基督的妻子。
Because church is the bride of Christ.
在以弗所书第五章就讲到了。
In the book of Ephesians chapter 5.
他要变成圣洁没有瑕疵的。
He shall become holy and without blemish.
那么弟兄姊妹怎么会达到这样的光景？
Then how can such condition be reached?
就是必须经过神。公义的审判。
That has to go through the righteousness judgment of God.
我想我们必须要认识神做工的手。
I think we have to understand the working hand of God.
这是重要的一个启示。
That is a very important revelation.
然后第六个点。
And the sixth point.
他讲到他的声音呢，如同众水的声音。
It talks about his voice as the sound of many waters.
那么你有听见过众水的声音吗？
Have you heard the sound of many waters?
我想有很多人。去过这个尼加拉瀑布，对不对？
I think many of you been to Niagara Fall.
哇，当那个大量的水冲上往下冲的时候啊。
When so many waters that pour down from above.
你站在那个瀑布旁边，你讲话都听不见。
When you stand next to the fall, that you could not even hear your own voice.
所以它这个重水的声音，就是一面讲到它是压倒所有一切声音的。
So the voice of sound of many water means that it overcomes all other kinds of voices.
但是它讲这是水声。
But it talks about it's the voice of waters.
所以它是一种很滋润的，又是不干燥、不枯燥的。
So it's nourishing and not dry.
是一种生命的一种声音。
It's the voice of life.
那么然后第七个点。
And seventh point.
说他右手中拿着七颗星。
He had in his right hand seven stars.
这个是非常有意义的一件事情。
That's a very meaningful point.
啊，因为后面他就有解释。
Because later he explained. 啊，
他讲到那七颗星，那是教会的七个使者。
It talks about the seven stars are the seven angels of church.
弟兄姊妹，到了末了的时代啊。
Brother, sister, at the end of days.
神工作的方式上有一点的更改。
There's a little bit change of the way that God works.
今天呢，我们在正常教会里面，我们看见有长老、有执事或者有负责弟兄姊妹。
In normal church today, we see that there are elders, deacon, or brother, sister who are responsible for.
或者有些的工人在那里。
Or certain workers.
但是圣经告诉我们，到末了的时代，有些教会里面呢，这些所谓的教会的领袖，他们会失职的。
But Bible tells us at the end of the days that certain church leaders might lose their function.
但是因此神有一个变换的一个做法。
Therefore, God has a way of changing His work.
这里出现了一个使者的名称。
So there's angels.
这个使者呢，也不是教会中人所安立的一些什么有位置的一些负责人。
And those angels are not those being ordained to be responsible for church.
什么样的人在教会里能成为使者呢？
What kind of people can become the so-called ministers, angels in church?
他是第一个握在神的右手中的。
First of all, they are in His right hand.
这什么意思？
What does it mean?
神的右手代表他的权柄。
God's right hand means His power and authority.
就今天在教会中。
So today in church.
有谁能更多伏在主的权柄底下
？Whoever can be bowed down before His sovereignty.
他就具备这个做使者的这个条件。
Then he has the qualification to be the ministers and angels.
今天我们要学会。顺服主的权柄。
Today we have to learn to obey His Lord's authority.
非常重要。
And that's very important.
那么七颗这个手啊是什么呢
？And what does it mean with His hand?
圣经中手常常是代表圣灵。
Usually, hand in the Bible represents Holy Spirit.
那很简单，就是这一般人他们顺服在圣灵的带领中。
So those group of people, they obey under the leading of the Holy Spirit.
他们在生活上每一件事情都顺服主的膏油。
In everything in their life, they follow the anointing of the Lord.
完全跟着膏油走。
They completely follow the anointing.
这就是我们今天服权柄的一个学习。
And that's the learning of obey the authority.
非常重要啊。
Very important.
主给你一点点的感动，你都要学习听啊。
You have to learn to listen even to a little touch from the Lord.
我给你们讲一个我自己生活中小小的一个见证。
Let me share with you a little testimony of myself.
我年轻的时候啊。
When I was young,
生活习惯不大好，随便常常就乱丢东西。
I often just throw away things.
所以主曾经管教过我。
So Lord has disciplined me.
那次的管教之后啊。
And after that discipline.
这五十多年过来了。
Even after those 50 years.
我再也不敢随便把个东西丢在哪里。
I never dare to throw any little things just on the ground.
主的管教是很有能力的。
Lord's discipline is full of power.
很年轻的时候，因为无知嘛，所以主就这么教导我。
Back then, because I was young and not knowing much, so the Lord taught me.
这个大概两年前。
And about 2 years ago,
有一天呢，我到一个店里去买点东西。
I went to a store to buy things.
我回来的时候啊
，I came back.
我走在一个小的路上。
I was walking on a narrow street.
哎，一看一个香蕉皮掉在那里。
And then I saw the banana peel on the ground.
我要小心不要踩到它。
Then I told myself I better be careful, don't step on it.
跨过去了。
So I just step over it.
我就往前走。
And I kept walking.
结果没有走几步啊。
But not within few steps.
很清楚的声音出来了。
And there's a voice clearly tells.
他说你回去啊，把它捡起来。
He said to me that go back and pick it up.
哎呀，你知道我站在那里啊，我就很窘。
And I stood there. I felt so awkward.
我说主啊，我这么老了，还要学这个功课吗
？I told the Lord, I'm so old. Do I still need to learn this lesson?
我年轻的时候我学这个功课的。
When I was young, I learned this.
我现在都快70岁了。
And now I'm almost 70 years old.
我还要学这个功课吗
？Do I still need to learn this?
并且我明知这个香蕉皮又不是我丢的。
And I know that I did not throw this away.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
年轻时候主教导你学顺服
When we were young, that Lord teach us to learn obedience.
到老了
And when we become old,
主要试一试看你还会不会顺服
The Lord still would like to test us if we are still willing to obey.
我知道这是主的命令
I know it's from the Lord's command.
所以这个更高的教训是很真实的东西啊
So the teaching of anointing is so real.
所以呢，我就只好回过头去啊。走到那把香蕉皮捡起来。
So I turn back and pick up the banana peel.
然后呢，把这个香蕉皮呢就丢在那个该丢的地方。
And then I throw this away where it should be.
你知道我这一丢啊
？As soon as I throw that away,
我几十年前顺服主的那个快乐一下之间就涌起来了。
And all this joy that I obeyed the Lord so many years ago becomes so full in me.
我站在那里，我心里快乐的不得了。
I stood there, I was full of joy.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
是件很小很小的不足为道的事情。
That is just something so small.
但是主要知道
But Lord would like to know,
我们这个人愿不愿意顺服恩膏的教训
Whether we are willing to obey the teaching of the anointing.
不在神大能的手下。
Whether we are willing to obey under His mighty hand.
今天我们老是想主啊，你要借我做大事，做大事。主说你根本不听话。
Oftentimes we tell the Lord we want to do great things, but Lord tells us you are not even obeying.
我们要以顺服主为美。
We have to find this obedience as a beauty.
要听圣灵最小的声音。
To listen to the smallest voice of the Holy Spirit.
你知道后来我到这个澳洲去
，and I went to Australia。
我在那个特会里，我也讲这个讲的这个经历。
I have also talked about this experience at the meeting。
最后他们一堂聚会有这个问题解答。
And at the end, there was a Q&A session。
他们所有的兴趣啊，都集中在那个香蕉皮上。
All their interest was all focused on that banana peel。
哎呀，他们真是觉得很。这个太奇特了！今天还有这种事情呢。
They felt it was so amazing. How come this kind of thing still happen today?
可见我们弟兄姊妹们多不顺服恩膏的教训呢。
It shows how disobedient we are to the teaching of the anointing.
所以主的手就是主的灵。
So God's the Lord's hand is the Lord's spirit.
顺服圣灵。
To obey the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，你想做主的使者吗
？Brother, sister, would you like to be the angels of the Lord?
顺服圣灵的带领
To obey the leading of the Holy Spirit.
活在他手的管制底下
To live under the sovereignty of His hand.
什么是星啊
What is stars?
星星是在天上的
Stars are in the sky.
就是表明这些人他们是过属天的生活的
That means this group of people lives our heavenly life.
他们不是过的那种属地的生活
And they don't live the earthly life.
他们不是属于那种属世的基督徒
They are not those earthly Christians.
他们真正是活在天上。
Truly, they live in heaven.
他们绝不容许地上的事物影响他们。
And they definitely do not allow the things of earth to influence them.
所以弟兄姊妹，在幕后的时代
，So brothers, sisters, at the end of days,
神在教会里面是要使用使者。
So God in church would like to use angels.
当这一些工人、长老、执事这些人失职的时候。神在他的百姓中还会得着一般这样的人
so,
甚至可以对他们说话
So when all those workers or deacons or those responsible brothers in the church they lose their function but God on earth can still gain this group of people that they listen to God's words
所以你知道吗亚西亚的这七封书信写给七个教会是给这些教会中的使者
So for all those seven letters written to the church in Asia that are written to the angels in those seven churches.
这是非常重要的一个原则。
And that's a very important principle.
然后呢他讲到他口中出来一把两刃的利剑。
And he talked about out of his mouth when a sharp two-edged sword.
这个如果我们读希伯来书第四章我们就很明白了。
And we clearly would know this if we read the book of Hebrews chapter 4.
那里讲到主的话是有功效，是活泼，是有功效。
There talks about Lord's words are living and effective.
像两刃的利剑一样。
like the sharp two-edged sword,
能把人的灵与魂都分开，
can make apart man's soul and spirit,
也能把人的骨节与骨髓分开，
and also separate the marrow and bone,
连心思中的意念思想都可以分明。
And also tell all the mind and thoughts of man's heart.
所以只有主的话有这种的功效。
So only God's words have such effectiveness.
所以今天教会中需要这样的话。
So in church today, we need this kind of words.
啊，这样的话进来。
So when those words come
out, 才能叫我们得到更多的拯救。
We can receive even more deliverance.
然后我们看见第九个点，他的面貌。
And the ninth point is that his countenance was as the sun shines in his strength.
这是在神在荣耀里面所显出来的面容。
And that is the countenance being manifested in glory.
马太第十七章讲到变化山。
Book of Matthew chapter 17 talks about Mount of Transfiguration.
你看他的脸面显出来像日头一样。
And on Mount of Transfiguration, our Lord's countenance shows as the sun shines.
不再是那个什么。那个无加薪美容那个枯槁的那个面容
No longer the face that's without form and dry.
所以这个人子显现出来的时候
So when the Son of Man is manifested
他就显示出来神所要的那个真人的特性
He shows all the characteristics of this true man that God desires.
不仅他这样
Not only he's like that.
在约翰的约翰书信里面告诉我他如何我们将来也如何
And in the letters of John it says that how he is that we shall be like him
所以今天在教会里面
So today in church
只要主耶稣基督的特性的一个面显出来就是见证
So just one of the characteristics of the nature of the Lord being manifested in church today that is a testimony
所以你读到这个亚细亚七个教会的时候
So when you read about the seven churches in Asia
每一个教会主都讲到他特性的一面
For each church, Lord talks about one of his nature.
所以有个弟兄讲得很好
So one brother says well.
他说今天主在教会中要找什么
So what does Lord tries to find in church today?
他不是找什么恩赐，找什么能力
He's not trying to find gifts nor power.
他也不是找什么工作的果效
He's not trying to find the fruit of the work.
他说的一句话很好
And he said it very well.
他说主今天在教会里面找他的自己
He said that Lord among church is looking for himself.
如果我们能把人子的意义活出来
If we are able to live out the meaning of the Son of Man,
那么教会就具备意义
then church starts to have meaning.
所以今天神对地上教会的审判
So the judgment of God toward church today,
他还不是用什么行为道德的问题
It's not just using virtue or deeds.
他乃是用他的自己对教会来做审判。
He uses himself as a standard to judge church.
我想我们必须记得。
We have to remember.
神所以建立教会是为着基督的见证。
God to set up church is for the testimony of Christ.
这个到了末后的时代。
At the end of days.
神对这个要求是更严厉的。
And God have even severe requirement for this.Standard.
所以我们看见神对这七个教会做了一个严厉的审判。
So we know God has done a severe judgment of the seven churches.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
这也是主对着地上的众教会所要有的审判。
And that is the same judgment God will do toward all the church on earth.
神要在这里把那些失落的把它恢复起来。
God would like to recover what's been lost.
然后呢，叫我们那个恢复的，要叫我们能守得住。
And what has been recovered, he would like us to keep.
所以，请我们记得，能被恢复、能守得住，就是得胜。
So please remember that if can be recovered and also being kept, that is overcoming.
我们知道，在七个教会里面，主都有得胜的呼召。
We know that.Lord has his calling for overcomers in all the seven churches.
不错，这些得胜者在圣经的原文里面都是单数，好像指的个人的经历说的。
It's true that in the original text, it's only the overcomer is singular. It seems as it's toward individual.
但是请我们记得。
But please remember.
神是在这些教会里面 呼召得胜者。
God is calling overcomers among all the churches.
所以，因此我们对这个得胜的意义也必须要抓清楚。
So we have to understand the meaning of overcome.
我们是为着教会追求个人的得胜，那个才有意义。
And only if for the church and we seek individual overcoming, then that is meaningful.
弟兄姊妹，记得这句话吗？
So do you remember this?
是为着教会追求得胜的经历。
It is for church that we seek the experience overcoming.
所以这个今天主在末后的时代，他一直在呼召。
So at the end of days, our Lord keeps calling.
就是在这里有一班人明白了这个人子的意义。
And there's a group of people here understand the meaning of the Son of Man.
在他们的生活里面。
In their lives.
他们要竭力地把人子的意义带进教会的里面。
They strive their best to bring out the meaning of Son of Man into church.
这就是神在末后时代中的得胜者要做的事情。
And that is the overcomers will do at the end of days.
我因为时间不多，我很快的把这七个教会神的要求简单的看一下。
Because we do not have a lot of time, therefore I would simply go over all the seven churches' requirements.
我们都很清楚，以弗所的教会失去了起初的爱。
We very clearly know that Church of Ephesus has lost their first love.
但请我们注意啊。
But let's pay attention.
以弗所教会是有忍耐并且有劳苦的。
The Church of Ephesus actually have patience and labor.
如果我们在教会中今天看见一个弟兄一个姊妹，他能很大很忍耐，他也很劳苦，我们就说，哎呦，这个弟兄这个姊妹真是爱主，对不对？
If today in church we see this brother or sister is full of patience and also labor, then we say that, oh, they must love the Lord.
但是奇妙。
But amazing.
以弗所的这个忍耐和劳苦主看的不是爱。
But in Ephesus, which labor and patience, Lord does not see them love the Lord.
我们记得在约翰福音第十四章里面。
In Gospel Book of John, chapter 14.
主对这个爱做了一个很好的定义。
Lord has set the meaning about love.
主说，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。
Lord says that those who have my commandments and keep them, those are the ones who love me.
神不是看我们多热心，看我们这个，哎呀，这个表现的情感是多么的丰富。
Lord does not look at how zealous we are or how much emotion we show.
有的人整天喊我爱耶稣，弟兄姊妹们，在主来看也不是爱。
Some people just say that, oh, we love Jesus every day, but from Lord's eyes, that's not called love him.
因为主说，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人才是爱我的。
Because Lord says, those who have my commandments and keep them, those are the ones who love me.
当然，这个爱是初爱，是最纯洁的爱。
And the first love is the most pure love.
是个 agape 的爱，是无条件的爱。
Is agape love without, is unconditional.
我常常注意啊，到底我们在地上看不看得见的这个爱呢
？I often try to pay attention whether we are able to see this love on earth.
哎呀，有一天呢，我看见我的那个媳妇抱着她的那个出生的婴孩的时候
，One day when I saw my daughter-in-law hold a little baby, just the newborn baby.
这个妈妈的看着这个 baby 的那个眼神呐。
The eye of the mother look at the baby.
哎呀，突然之间，在我的意念中出现，这个就是起初的爱。
And all of a sudden, I realized that is the first love.
那个是爱的那么纯洁的。
That is the pure love.
那是没有任何条件的。
Unconditional.
是吧？只有今天呢，这个做母亲的人呢，爱这个孩子的时候。能够显出这样的光景。
So only when the mom loves their children, this kind of condition can be manifested.
其实爸爸也有了。
It's the same as dad.
那我看我那个儿子去弄那个孩子的时候，哎呀，我有时候心里面甚至很感叹啊。
And sometimes I also feel touched when I see my son taking care of his baby.
因为这小孩都抱着尿布的。
Because they are with diapers.
他有时候知道他有没有大便，他把那孩子抱起来，那个鼻子就去闻。
Then he would just hold up the baby and smell if something is already in the diaper.
我想只有做父母的人能做这样的事情。
Only parents would do such thing.
你看见他闻的时候，他也没皱眉头，什么都没有。哎呀，那个还很欢喜呢。
And when he smelled the diaper, he was without any difficulty, but he was full of joy.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我们的神爱我们就是这样。
Our God loves us this way.
我们真的不可爱的。
Truly, we are so unlovable.
神爱我们爱的欢欢喜喜的。
But God loves us with joy.
啊，所以在以弗所书第一章告诉我们。
So in the first chapter of Ephesians,
当他拣选我们的时候，是按照他心中的喜悦拣选我们的。
And when he chose us, he has chosen us based on his joy.
那个就是真正的爱。
And that's a true love.
今天呢，我们很难在爱主的事上表明这个东西，对不对？
Today it's very hard we can manifest this when we talk about we love the Lord.
所以教会一失去这种的纯真呢，弟兄姊妹们，你再劳苦，再做的再多，在主眼中也没什么价值。
So when the church lose such purity, even how much you labor, no matter how much work you do, there's no meaning.
我们只有容让圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们的里面。
Only when the Holy Spirit pours down God's love in us,
我们用神的爱回应神，那个才会出现起初的爱。
Only when we can respond to God with His love, then that's the first love.
那么对士美拿的教会呢
？And to the church in Smyrna,
神要求他是至死忠心。
And God would like them to be faithful even unto death.
绝不在任何的苦难里面妥协。
And not compromising all kinds of tribulations.
我们知道这个忠心呢，包括三件事情。
We know that being faithful has three things.
圣经告诉我们，第一个忠于主的名。
To be faithful to His name.
我们知道历史历代的教会，神的儿女们都忠于主的名，对吧
？For all the church in generations, all the His children is faithful to His name. We cannot deny His name.
那么呢，还有忠于主的自己。
And be faithful to Lord Himself.
你对主要有认识。
You have to know the Lord.
你不能光忠于他的名，你要对他本身你要认识。
Not only faithful to His name, but we have to know Himself.
忠于他的自己。
To be faithful to Himself.
第三件事情。
And the third thing.
忠于他的托付。
To be faithful to His entrustment.
因为我们的神是有旨意的。
Because our Lord has His purpose.
他一个托付在我们身上。
And He has entrusted.
所以我想我没时间详细的讲，在这些事上。我们必须怎么样？至死忠心。
I don't have time to go through them in details, but in all those things, we have to be faithful even unto death.
到了别加摩的教会
，and to the Church of Pergamos.
哎呀，我们就看见这个别加摩的教会呢，最重要的，他失去了他该有的那个圣洁。
Most important, they have lost their holiness they should have.
他们这里讲到巴兰。
He talks of Balaam,
教导神百姓们拜偶像行奸淫
who taught the children of God to worship idols and perform idolatry.
我们知道这个不义的先知巴兰这是一个诡计，他毁坏神百姓的纯洁。
We know that on the trick of this unrighteous prophet Balaam, he tried to destroy the purity of God's children.
那么那时候，他们还有人服从尼哥拉一党人的教训。
And also, there were people who obeyed the doctrine of Nicolaitans.
在以弗所教会里面讲到尼哥拉一党人的行为。
In the Church of Ephesus, it talks about the deeds of the Nicolaitans.
我们要知道，从行为到教训，这是一个更可怕的转变。
It's even worse changing from deeds to doctrine.
这个尼哥拉一党，简单的讲，就是他们所谓的圣品阶级，把神的百姓中间分开有阶级。
The Nicolaitans actually talks about the clergy system of God's children.
我们知道这不是神的心意。
We know that's not God's will.
所以我们看见呢，这个别加摩的教会失去了他那一种圣别的品质。
So we know the church in Pergamos has lost their holiness.
这 holiness 的原文意思就 separation 就是分别的，我们跟这个世界跟一切事物有分别。
The original text meaning of holiness means being separated.
然后到了推亚推拉的教会
and in the church of Thyatira,
我们看见他们虽然行善，却是不正。
We see that although they do good works, but they are not right.
他们接受耶许别的诱惑
and they accept the temptation of Jezebel.
我们知道这是亚哈王年间的最有权势的一个妇女。
We know that this is the woman who has most authority in the days of Ahaz.
这个人后来变成了一个大淫妇的一个记号。
And later she became the sign of the big harlot.
主说我在这里 查看人的心肠肺腑。
And Lord says that here I examined the, I searched the reins and heart.
所以推亚推亚的教会行得不正。
So Thyatira, the church, is not walking on the right way.
然后第五个撒迪教会。
And the church of Sardis.
那么主的话说，按名是活的，其实是死的。
The Lord says, you have the name that lives, but you are dead.
就说 你们的行为在我面前一无完全。
And none of your deeds are perfect before me.
弟兄姊妹，我们要记得一件事啊。
Remember one thing, brothers and sisters.
基督徒的生活。
The life of Christians.
不是做出来的。
It's not done by work.
是活出来的。
It's to live out.
因为主给我们个生命。
Because Lord has given us life.
今天我们很多基督徒只懂得做，不懂得活。
Many Christians today only know how to do work, not know how to live.
我现在没有时间给你们详细解释。
I don't have time to explain to you.
但是记得。
But please remember.
你活才有安息。
When you live, there's rest.
你做没有安息。
If you do, there's no rest.
所以这里呢，他们要在这里试着做，做不出来的。
So they are trying to do things, but they really cannot.
他们顶着一个活的名，其实所有都是死的。
They do have a name that seems that lives, but all is dead.
所以基督徒要活在这个生命的里面。
So for Christians, you live within this life.
那么你的行为呢？就是一个充满生命的行为。
Then your work will be, your deeds will be full of life.
所以保罗在加拉太书二章二十节，他讲了一个很有名的话。
So Paul mentioned a famous word in the book of Galatians, chapter 2, verse 20.
他说：“我已经与基督同钉十字架。”
I'm crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
在教会历史上，所有懂得圣经的人都公认这一句话是基督徒得胜的秘诀。
All the Bible scholars in church history all say that this is the secret of Christian living.
简单的说，你自己不要活了。
Simply speaking, you no longer live by yourself.
哎呀，有的时候我们也是活得很痛苦啊，常常听见说我不要活了。哎，真的，你如果真的不要活，那就好了。
Sometimes, although we suffer in our lives and we say we don't want to live anymore, but actually, if you really do not live, it's good.
我们如果对主说主啊，我不要活了。
If we tell the Lord, Lord, I don't live anymore.
这是好事情。
That's a good thing.
为什么？现在我让你来替我活。
Because I let you to live for me.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers, sisters.
这就是我们的秘诀。
And that's our secret.
我们自己活，活得很痛苦啊。
It's so, so much suffering if we live by ourselves.
哎呀，你是有福的。
If you understand this, you're blessed.
所以你看见撒迪的光景呢，就是不活。
So you see the condition of Sardis is they are not live.
那么腓拉铁菲呢？
How about Philadelphia?
讲到他略有一点点的力量。
It talks about they have little strength.
哎呀，我从前啊，读到这里的时候，我说怎么是略有一点点的力量呢？
When I read this, I wonder why it says a little strength.
我常常听见有些弟兄姊妹讲说我们大有能力。
Many times I heard brothers and sisters, we are full of strength.
但腓拉铁菲这么爱主的教会，他只是略有一点点力量。
But for the Church of Philadelphia, which loves the Lord so much, how come it has only little strength?
不要轻看这略有一点力量。
So do not despise this little strength.
感谢神，神怜悯我们。
Thank God He has mercy on us.
我们不要求什么大有能力。
We do not seek to have great strength.
只要略有一点力量就好。
Just to have little strength is enough.
这点力量做什么呢？
And what to do with this little strength?
持守主的道。
To keep Lord's word.
持守主忍耐的道。
To keep the words of his patience.
你知道今天有很多的道在地上是需要用忍耐来持守的。
There are many words on earth today. We have to keep them by patience.
很多好听的道啊，那些道不需要什么忍耐。
There are many good messages. Actually, we don't have to keep them with patience.
真正的主的托付来的时候，你需要忍耐。
When the true entrustment of the Lord comes, you need to have patience.
求主给我们一点力量。
Therefore, do pray the Lord.
守住神忍耐的道。
So do pray the Lord gives little strength. We can keep his words.
不弃绝他的名。
And not deny his name.
第七个老底家。
And Laodicea.
这个老底家呢，大家都知道它是不冷不热的。
We know that they are nor cold nor warm nor hot.
主说你或冷或热。
The Lord says whether you are cold or hot.
今天很多这样的光景，自以为富足。
There are many conditions today that we thought we are rich.
结果是瞎眼的。
But we are blind.
结果呢，自以为情况好，结果把主关在门外去了。
We thought we have such good condition, but we locked the Lord outside.
啊，所以主希望我们或冷或热。
So the Lord hopes us to be cold or hot.
向着今天这个败坏的世界。
Toward this corrupt world.
向着仇敌的权势，向着罪恶，我们里面是冷的。
We are cold toward the power of enemy and also sin.
啊，向着神的事情。里面是热的
and towards things of God, we are hot.
所以你也不冷也不热
nor cold nor hot.
其实你知道，我们基督徒很多人最喜欢活在这样的生活里。
Actually, many Christians today like to live under such condition.
你啊，也不要跑到世界里去，但是你也不要太热心，你就这个样。
We do not go into the world, but also we are not too zealous, and we just stay like this.
我记得我年轻时候。我的那个不信主的兄弟劝我。
I remember back then when I was young that my brother who is an unbeliever told me.
他说你可以相信耶稣。
He said that it's okay you believe in Jesus.
但是小心不要太捉迷啊。
But be careful, don't become too.
他就劝我不冷不热，你知道。
Then he tries to tell me do not be cold nor hot.
但是呢，你也不要跑太快，就是。
Don't leave, but also don't draw too close.
那么弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
神对这样的光景不能满足。
God is not satisfied with such condition.
所以我们看见人子的意象审判神的家，审判神的教会。
So we see the vision of Son of Man judges God's house and His church.
今天我们需要灵里的眼睛得开。
Today we need our inner eyes be open.
更多看见基督的意义。
The more understand the meaning of Jesus.
这个是我们尤其过教会生活是非常重要的一件事情。
And it's very important as we live our church life.
那么这七个教会呢?
And for all those seven churches.
你看见它每一个聚会都有一个特点。
And for each one church, they have their special characteristics.
在以弗所要求的是爱。
In Ephesus, it asks for love.
士美拿要求的忠心。
Smyrna asks for faith, being faithful.
毗迦摩要求的圣别。
Pergamus asks for being separated.
推雅推拉要归正。
And Thyatira to go the right way.
啊，那么撒迪要活。
And Sardis to live.
Philadelphia 要有力量。
Philadelphia to have strength.
那么别家这个老底家要热。
Laodicea to be hot.
所以你记不住这七个教会。
So if you do not remember the seven churches.
你记住这七个字也很容易。
Just remember those seven words.
啊，这七个字是什么呢
？What are those seven words?、啊
爱忠圣正活力热，那么简单吗
？To love, to be faithful, to or to be holiness, to have holy, to be separated, and also to right to have the correct way, and also to live, to have strength, and also be hot.
还是我们中文简单一点啊
？Seems Chinese is easier.
你跟我一起念一下，很简单。爱
to love,
忠
be faithful,
圣
holy,
活
to right, love,
热
strength and heart、
啊、感谢主啊我在中国跟他们讲这个有个弟兄说哇这个太好了要记住了
When I was China, I shared this with them and a brother says this is so good, I have to remember、
嗯、后来我在一个聚会里碰见他他还记住
And later on, I met him in a different gathering and he still remembers
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们已经进入末后的时代
We are now already in the end of days
神借启示录给教会有重要的启示
And God through book of Revelation has a very important revelation to church
神把人子的意象给我们
God has given us the vision of Son of Man
就告诉我们说教会要活出这个人的样式
And to tell us that church has to live out the likeness of this man
所以求主把这个意象清楚地摆在我们的里面。
Therefore, pray the Lord clearly put this vision in us.
啊，愿我们的教会，我们的聚会生活，能够按照人子的意义，能够受审判，能够被归正。
Pray that our church and our gathering life can be corrected and be judged according to the meaning of Son of Man.
我们知道主的光在这里，在哪一些点上我们失落了，我们。求主给我们重新恢复起来。
And as we know, the light of God is here, and wherever we fall, may the Lord recover us.
所以亚神对亚细亚七个教会的要求。
So the requirement of God for the seven churches in Asia.
也是主 今天对地上教会的要求。
And that is the same requirement of God to our church today.
还记得那七个字吗？
Still remember those seven words?
最后讲一下，我们就祷告。爱，
love,
忠，
be faithful, holy, correct, love, strength, and heart. Actually, if you read quicker, it's actually very smooth.
爱忠慎正活力热，你看多好记。
It's easy to remember.
好，请我们低头在那祷告。
Let's bow our heads in prayers.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
是你把我们留在最末了的时代。
It is you who still keep us in the end of days.
你也借着你的话在这里光照我们，提醒我们。
And through your words, you have enlightened us and remind us.
主啊，今天你的话已经很清楚地告诉我们。
Today your words have clearly told us.
在末后的时代，
at the end of days,
你对教会的要求，
the requirement of you to our church.
你要按照人子的意象来审判你的教会。
You will judge your church according to the vision of the Son of Man.
愿我们在这里的聚会像金金的灯台一样。
Pray that our gathering here is just like golden lampstand.
能够有明亮的光把人子的意义显明出来。
Can manifest out the meaning of the Son of Man through the light.
主啊，让我们知道我们在哪里失落了。
So that we know where we have fallen.
也叫我们从那个地方重新被恢复。
And help us to be recovered from there.
主啊，总叫我们能有一个对的光景。
Help us to have the right condition.
在你回来的日子。
So as you return.
不仅一个一个的圣徒在你面前活得好。
Not only just each individual saint lives well before you.
让我们整个教会的生活在你面前被你所称许。
We hope that you can praise our entire church life.
仰望你自己的怜悯。
We look upon your mercy.
谢谢你晚上与我们同在。
Thank you for your presence with us tonight.
垂听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.